And away we go, hour number two of the Big Getaway Friday show here, Friday, November the 8th, 2019, 14 minutes past the hour. It's the Now program, Scott Spears with you, and now that I've had my mother call in hour number one, I'm just waiting for a few stray aunts or uncles to call in this hour. Oh my, what an hour that was. Now, Sean called in hour number one, and Sean calls the program pretty regularly now, which is good. We have interesting conversations. Now, do you think, now we all know he's on the keto diet. Everybody has followed this. Now, do you think me asking him to have a blizzard on the night before Thanksgiving, because we do that every year, it's a tradition, is a bad thing? And last night when he said, I'm trying to remember how that conversation went down, because I said something about getting a blizzard the night before Thanksgiving, and he said he's on this diet and he has to get his numbers down. And I said, well, you know, Thanksgiving's a couple of weeks away. We'll see where you are at that point. And I, you know, maybe he meant that as, we'll see if you're still on the diet. Now, that is how I meant it, because, you know, sometimes you fall off the wagon. I mean, I don't wish him to fall off the wagon, but it has happened before. So that's all I'm saying. Now, is that bad? I mean, what do you think out there, listeners? Is that an awful thing for me to say? I think that is an awful nice thing for me to say. 740-383-9944. And by the way, I hope you enjoyed, I don't know that I've ever told that story on the air about going to midnight mass and bashing my knee on the grate, the metal grate on the floor at St. Mary's Church. I'll never forget that midnight mass, that Christmas Eve. I don't know what year that was, but boy, did that hurt. So I hope you enjoyed that story. Now, I was thinking during the break, there was another story I wanted to tell after my mother called in, and I can't remember what we were talking about that made me want to tell that. Does anybody remember what I was talking about? Because I said I'm going to tell this story, and then Sean called in, and I did not get to the story. What in the world was I talking about? Does anybody know? Isn't that awful? See, when you do so many of these shows, obviously your brain starts to go south, and you can't remember anything, clearly. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fit to be tied.
Well, well, see, because you were up early this morning, and you heard our racy content that we air before the show comes on. That's how we like to wake people up in the morning.
Did you know that?
I didn't know it, but I'm glad we, you know. I know it's, see, you know, it's all based, if the word is not a word that you can't say, sometimes I'll try to do a quick edit. And that's actually one of those words you can say. But since I wanted to repeat that show, I didn't think repeating that over and over would be a good idea. So I...
Well, I've heard that happen many a time, Scott. And I always thought, certainly they know that does that, don't they?
Well, I'll tell you the story. Here's why that happens. What happens is we want to get the repeat on as quick as possible.
Uh-huh.
And the way the recorder records it, because we do 45-minute interviews, you have to know exactly where the spot is, mm-hmm. where it happens. So when that happens, I immediately write down the time. And I'm always afraid if I don't do it right then, I'll forget exactly where it was and what they said.
Well, we are entertained twice.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yesterday, when that came out of the blue, you know, I had somebody tell me yesterday, they were listening to this show, this good, wholesome show that I do every morning, and they said they were at work, people listen with their, you know, earphones in, and they said they were drinking their soda just as that went on, and they about choked to death.
I just get all wide-eyed and think...
You know what I always think? I always think, you know, what are you doing? Don't you? This is the radio.
I know. Oh. I think that too. And the only thing I can think of is there's a lot of entertainers or whatever that believe that anything they say will be removed immediately. But that's not the case. You can't, and you're not going to stop your guest in midstream and say, wait a minute, you're on delay, and you can't.
No, it would screw up the show, and, mm-hmm. and I've talked to the FCC about this, to be honest with you, because in the early days, I was worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
And the ruling that the FCC has, and honestly, the word that the person said that we're talking about, that's actually an okay word. You can say that word. Now, I wouldn't say it, but you can say it.
And I promise I won't.
And that's right. I don't want to be editing tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the morning again. But the thing about it is, the FCC, now if I said it, if I said a bad word, if I said one of those seven words you can't say, well, yes, that would be bad because I know the rules mm-hmm. and I'm hosting the show.
Well, I would have thought that your guests would have known the rules. So
you would think, but I the FCC's stance on that is that you can't control what somebody else says.
That's true.
So, you know, that's a good rule to have,
mm-hmm.
and it's maintained that way. Mm-hmm. But other than waking up with that racy content this morning... What? And it was right over the U.S. Grant interview. I didn't even think about that. I thought, boy, U.S. Grant is racy this morning.
Oh, my.
I didn't know he was that kind of guy. But there it was. So what this morning got you fit to be tied?
Oh, Sean.
Oh, I know.
He is trying so hard. Scott.
What did I do?
You're waving ice cream in front of his face.
No, no, no. See, this is a tradition.
I don't care.
No, you gotta... if we're nothing in America, if not tradition people...
All I can think of is Sean will have to learn to bring his little bag, a little cooler with him, and have his little bit of yogurt down in there, and then he can share in the tradition.
Well, what if we... Because here's the thing. I don't want to be eating an Oreo Blizzard in front of him. I would feel bad. So, here's the thing. How about he can get the chocolate ice cream Reese Cup Blizzard, and he can bring his diabetic shots with him, and if anything should happen, we'll be good.
And you have 911 on speed dial.
911 on speed dial.
Oh, I think he should I think he should order one of them. Okay, here's the scenario. Okay, you're in there and you're going to continue the tradition. You both order one of them, and then when you go sit down to eat them, he pours his over top of your head.
No, I don't like that tradition. See, that sounds like going to St. Mary's on Christmas
yeah,
Eve.
Yeah, I got a kick out of that too because I thought I see a pattern here.
Well, you know, it was his fault, too, a matter of fact. I mean, I hate to bring that up, but he took up the wall space in front of that vent. And when I went down to, you know, pray, because that's what you do on Christmas Eve.
And I could picture you going, oh, God!
Oh, that's what I said. I said, oh, God. And then I realized everybody was deep in prayer. And then I had to, you know, like, it was like, oh, God, comma...
Yes.
Thank you for this wonderful, yes. wonderful Christmas
right.
as my kneecap was
right.
shattered
yes,
all
right.
over the floor.
You covered your...
I tell you, getting up was a trick, though. Let me tell you about
that. That sounds awful. I mean, I just shiver thinking, because you probably went down pretty hard, you know, on it.
Well, you know, I've never had a broken bone, and I've never had any issues, so I don't think I broke it that night, but... the funny thing about it is that the next morning, which was Christmas morning, now then I felt it. It was sore for about a week.
Did you do any kind of permanent damage?
No, I don't think so. Not that I'm
good.
Aware of.
Well, that's good.
But if I can get a workman's comp claim, I might.
A church?
Yeah. You think St. Mary's has workman's comp? I wonder if I can get a thing. But this is a thing.
No.
No, I tell people this all the time. Uh-huh. Midnight Mass, that's confusing because
yeah.
it starts at 11.
Right, I know that is.
And it ends at Have you ever been over to the Midnight Mass?
No, not where you're talking now.
It's a wonderful service.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time I go. And it's just great because people come in on, you know, in their Sunday best
mm-hmm.
and everybody's in a festive mood because Christmas morning's coming and
exactly.
it's usually cold. And the way St. Mary's is, they hide the choir up in the balcony. You don't even see the choir. It's a great, great thing. Anybody, I mean, you don't even have to be Catholic. If you just want to see a very tremendous Christmas Eve service, St. Mary's is the place to be.
Sounds like it.
It really is. But but I think Sean's just going to have the blizzard.
I said he could order it.
You think?
And then either put it over top of your head or just drop it. Drop it on the floor and go, oh, let's...
Well, he's kind of a cheapskate. I don't know if he'd do that.
You ought to see all the stuff I've been throwing away, and I'm a cheapskate, too.
Really?
Oh, buns out the window.
Buns out the window. That sounds like this morning, the editing I was doing.
I meant, you know...
Buns out the window. Let me write that one down.
There's birds out there just waiting for keto dieters.
Well, I hear that this keto just keeps picking up speed.
Well, it has been. It's nothing new.
No, but I just feel... Do you think the phrase I use, because that's the phrase... I said, well, we'll see where you are at that point.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. If somebody said that to you, would you be upset?
No, because I think I would just say where I was at that point, and then...
Here's what this is the whole truth. Okay, the night before Thanksgiving, he's going to be in trouble anyway because the next day is feed bag day. And he's already got problems with the apple pie.
There is so much good stuff on that Thanksgiving table that Sean can take advantage of. Oh, my, you've got your deviled eggs and plenty of turkey, and usually people have some salad, green beans, as long as they don't have all that other stuff in there with it. But there's plenty of goodies on that Thanksgiving. I'm not worried about it.
Well, but I think when the desserts come out, when the pumpkin pie...
Oh, I'm always too full.
Oh, you don't eat the pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving?
I'm always too full of the other stuff, because that wouldn't be... That would be way, you know, out of my... Because like I told you before, I think I'm more carnivore. You know, so I really like the saltiness of the meats and things like that. And so... Don't get me wrong. I dream of cake.
Now, what kind of cake do you dream of?
White cake.
White cake?
Yes.
Just plain white cake?
Mm-hmm.
No icing?
Well, yeah, icing on it, but, you know, like a wedding-type cake like that. I will fantasize of that, and it puts me to sleep many nights.
Well, so at one point, you're going to have a piece of cake.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
I
don't mean to jinx you either, but I think... At one point, you're going to have a piece of this cake.
I learned how to do that a long time ago, and I told somebody one time, it's like, well, yeah, but how can that be the same? And I said, you know what it tastes like, okay? You've had it. You know what it tastes like. So just sit there and take as much as you want, put it out on a plate, and just, you know.
You know, that's what the attitude I take toward this program every morning. I wake up every morning, and I think, you know, I've done that already. I've done that show. I'm just not going to go in. And it'll just be dead air.
You're not going to go in and put it on a plate?
Not going to go in and put it on the plate. And, you know, that's my thing because, see, this is a funny thing. I am not a person of sentimentality in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you announce you're leaving something, especially in broadcasting where people listen to you and they get used to you, kind of like Jeff Ruth when he left, there was a big hubbub. And Jeff deserves it, and I'm glad he got it. But I could never do that because I would be uncomfortable leading up to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just not show up one day. And that would be it.
Well, I left something here a couple years back that I had done for 25 years. And I won't get into it. But I was very hush about it up until almost the last minute, and then I only told a few people. And I was more comfortable with it like that. And so I understand what you're saying, although obviously you have to give some...
But, you know, here's the problem with that. And this is story morning. This is interesting. I've never told this story either. What year did we go to New York? 2017, when we did the shows from New York.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, and we had interviewed Phil Donahue in the Wellington Hotel, and we had done Amazing Kreskin, and we did Jim Fowler, and went out to Cape Cod and did Pat Carroll. And I thought, well, I'm not going to top this. This is the best shows I'm going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is it. And so I told people at the station when we got back, I said, well, you know, because I actually am more of a... I started as a writer, in radio. And I thought, well, you know, I will probably still write things, but I think doing things on air, I've done it for, at that point, 15 years, which I thought was a good round number. And I thought, this is it, and at the end of the summer, I'm going to leave. And I told them not to tell anybody. And we were maybe like in a month into this, and I had never said a thing on the air. And Jeff Ruth, who at that time was still at MRN, came in and he said, I heard a rumor that you were leaving. And I said, well, I think I've actually changed my mind on this. But see, you can't tell anybody because I never said it on the air. I only told it to like two people internally.
Wow.
And yet they knew.
Uh-huh.
They knew. So, no, I would just probably have to leave. I think somebody, you know, a repeat will come on. Some, they'll be like, you'll hear one day, you'll hear a Charlie. Because Charlie will be here long past me.
Mm-hmm.
So his show will come on, and that'll be fine. And I'll
well,
be off doing something else.
This part where you're saying that you can't top it, I think that's just, I think that would could be said about a lot of creative people. You know, because when you do certain things and you feel, boy, that was darn good. You know, I've really accomplished something. Then that's a big thing to hurdle to jump over. Then if you feel that you got to just keep doing it, you know.
Well, that's what you know. What you said about the cake, oddly enough, reminded me of that. That you've already tasted it because my philosophy is: if really this stopped tomorrow, if I stopped tomorrow, or if this was my last day or anything happened, I really would not be sad. Now, a lot of people would. They get very distraught about leaving a position or being fired or whatever mm-hmm. it is. I wouldn't because my philosophy is kind of that, too. I did that already.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, I don't know.
People wouldn't miss this. they would get to, you know.
What would I laugh at?
Oh, you love this show?
Well, I certainly like you and Sean.
Oh, well, we have a lot. Oh, but the rest of the show is just horrid. It's just
say that.
Shot.
But I do, you know, I enjoy that bantering. But when you get on his case, I just, oh, poor Sean.
I think that's tough love.
What? That's, oh, for me? No, no, no.
No, I think when I am on him, that's what you call, it's like an intervention.
Tough love, Sean, is or Scott, I'm
yeah.
getting you both, is when you go that to your tradition and you buy two of them. You go up and you say, treats on me. And you go up and buy two of these and bring them back on the table and put your fist down in his.
Is say, that what that is?
What? That's tough love. You're not going to eat this, Sean.
So you, once again, you think I'm wrong in this situation.
Why would I change my mind?
Well, but I think I was just saying that maybe on Thanksgiving he will have fallen off the wagon.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a lot of faith in that boy.
I do. I have. Well, I've been around him a while. I know. You know, I can have faith, but I know where that goes sometimes.
Oh, I see.
Yes, I've seen that before.
Well, I'm going to wish him the best of luck during the holidays. And as far as myself, I'm not worried about them because well, you know where your head's at, and so.
Well, we'll see where it goes, but I don't know. I just, I hope him, I wish him well. I hope everything goes well, but I'm going to have to get the Oreo Blizzard on.
Well, you get it, and he can, like I said before, there's I think it's the Greek yogurts. I don't eat them, but, you know, there's some of those that are low in carbs, and take something along.
I don't
worry about anything. I mean, I go have breakfast with my brother at the coffee shop, and he gets a big bagel, and I take two hard-boiled eggs, and I sit there and eat them like a big girl.
Well, here's what I've decided. I just thought of this.
What?
When we go to Dairy Queen on Thanksgiving Eve, what I'm going to do is I'm going to order the same food. I'm going to say, okay, I need one Oreo Blizzard, and I need one Reese Cup Blizzard with chocolate ice cream. And then I'm going to say, Sean, did you realize that Dairy Queen got with the times, and this is now sugar-free ice cream and sugar-free Reese Cups, and you can chow down on this.
Oh.
And there you go. Everything will be fine.
That's it.
I've cleared it all up now. This is how this is going to play out.
I see you've got this all figured out.
I got 19 days, and I'm already in full mode, ready for it.
You're scaring me.
Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think? Do you think I was off kilter with what I said to Sean? I don't think I was. I think that was okay. Aren't traditions in life important? Do you have any traditions as the holidays come up here? That's one of mine. Getting a blizzard the night before Thanksgiving. It's just a tradition. It's written in stone. It's the way it goes. And you can't change it. What are your traditions? Do you have any? Maybe some have to do with food. Maybe some don't have to do with food. 740-383-9944. 34 coming up on 35 minutes past the hour. Don't forget the Charlie Evers Show follows this one this morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then the Exchange Club with Charlie and myself, 12:15 to 1. I wonder if Charlie's got any traditions that he does. I know his family goes to Day Spring Church on Thanksgiving. And I know that Jeff Ruth goes to Day Spring Church on Thanksgiving. Now, with Jeff there, I wonder if they have any food left when it's all over. No, but I'm telling you, listen, on Thanksgiving, if you want to see broadcast royalty in Marion, you go to the Day Spring Church. That's where Charlie and Jeff will be on Thanksgiving. These are your two broadcasting legends in Marion. You just go over to the Day Spring Church and they'll be having their Thanksgiving dinner there. I believe they both still go there for Thanksgiving. I might go over there. I live like 5 minutes from that place. Maybe not even 5 minutes. I vote there. So maybe I'll go over and we'll have the annual broadcasters Thanksgiving dinner this year. Charlie, Jeff, and I will get together for Thanksgiving. Because I always eat late. You know, my Thanksgiving dinner that I cook at my house usually happens about 5 o'clock in the evening. See, here's how my Thanksgiving goes. During the day, I'm usually free. And then I start cooking the dinner at like noon. And then we serve the dinner at 5 o'clock. And then the fire engines show up about 8 o'clock to get the, you know, stop the turkey from burning the house down. Oh, man. Fire Chief Clint Canterbury knows all about this. He had to save me last year. I about burnt the house down on Thanksgiving Eve. But I think it was an oven malfunction. I still believe it was an oven malfunction. I don't know that for sure, but I believe that's what it was. So there you go. 740-383-9944. Do you have any traditions? Do you have any things? Do you think I'm in the wrong for saying Sean should eat the blizzard? What other things were we talking about this morning? A lot of interesting things going on this morning. We still have our trivia questions here. We don't have our answers. We have slogans for breakfast foods here. Does anybody know the slogan? Now, these are the slogans. You tell me the breakfast food. Full of surprises. What is that breakfast food? The simpler, the better. What is that breakfast food? It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. What is that breakfast food? We don't have those three. Full of surprises, the simpler the better. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. What are those breakfast foods? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We still have Columbus Zoo tickets, which, by the way, are good through the beginning of January, so you can go to the Zoo Lights with those particular tickets. And, I do want to thank Charlie Evers' wife for Jeannie for sending in an apple butter recipe yesterday. And, by the way, this apple butter recipe includes sugar. Now, it's not brown sugar, but it's sugar. You know, and Charlie and I got into a tussle here on the air last week during the Exchange Club because we were talking about Toll House and Townhouse crackers. Now, I will give him this. There are no Toll House crackers. They were Townhouse crackers is what I was talking about. But the animals... The animal cookies, they still sell the animal cookies. Now, they don't put them in a cage any longer. But they do still sell the animal cookies, and they are in the shape of animals. I saw them this week. But does anybody know why those things have pink icing on them? What is that pink icing all about on the animal cookies? 740-383-9944. Or does anybody know what that cookie is that I could not think of? I should have asked my mom. She's made these before. You take the townhouse crackers and you put them on a baking sheet, and then you put chocolate chips and nuts down on top of the townhouse cracker. And then you take, I said caramel, but I'm not sure that it is caramel. You take some kind of sweet, gooey mixture, and you drizzle it all over top of the townhouse cracker and the chocolate chip and the nuts, and then you bake it, and then when it comes out, you crack them up and eat them. And I don't know what that cookie is called, but my mother has made those cookies, so she would have known. But what are those called? Do you know what I'm talking about? Does anybody out in the audience know what I'm talking about here today? 740-383-9944. Now, we do have some new trivia questions, by the way. 40 minutes past the hour, 20 minutes until the top of the hour. Here are some new questions for you. These are breakfast-themed as well. Well, this one isn't, but the rest are. Who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers? I love the Chicago Cubs. Does anybody know who the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers were in the history of the Chicago Cubs? Next question. Who made the world's first pancake mix? What company was that? What company made the world's first pancake mix? All right, third one. What famous item did waffles inspire? Now, here's the question on this. Actual cooked waffles. What item, not a breakfast food, did waffles inspire? A very famous item. I'd never heard this until last night. It's kind of interesting. But what famous item did waffles inspire? Morning cooked waffles. What item did they inspire that still sells to this day very well? So the three questions are, what famous item did waffles inspire? What company made the first pancake mix? And who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers? The two most famous Chicago Cub announcers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 18 minutes left in the program. Give me a call. We'll get you up on the air here. Do want to remind you that the Clarendon United Methodist Church, located at State Route 95 in Clarendon, is holding its 42nd Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November the 9th. That's tomorrow, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. There will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. That is the Clarendon United Methodist Church 42nd Annual Holiday Bazaar, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, November the 9th. Also, neighborhood suppers going on at the Trinity Baptist Church. Let's take a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
What was it? The waffle inspired.
What was that? Oh, I didn't catch that. What was it? Oh, I think we lost the caller. If that was you, caller, call back in. I think we just had a bad connection there. I think she was guessing on what waffles inspired. Caller, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. Free meal, neighborhood supper, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 at the Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street. You enter in the rear entrance. The next dinner is coming up next week, November the 12th, December the 10th, January the 14th, and then Tuesdays thereafter. Neighborhood supper, free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m. at the Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street. Also want to remind everybody that the Harding students are doing the play Elf this weekend. I believe it's tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. And the River Valley, I think it's middle school, is doing Mary Poppins. I think tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So a lot of things to do this weekend. You've got the Holiday Bazaar at the Clarendon United Methodist Church tomorrow. You've got the Neighborhood Supper coming up at next Tuesday at Trinity Baptist Church. You've got Mary Poppins at River Valley. You've got Elf at Harding. You've got all kinds of things going on. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. I believe it was Nike.
It what?
The Waffle Iron inspired.
You've got it. Nike shoes. Now, did you ever hear how it inspired those?
I don't recall that, but I remember we're putting together the museum to go out behind the back of the house where he was a runner, I believe, the guy that invented them, and he had thrown that waffle iron back in a dump pile in the back of the house. And they went back there and found it for the museum.
Well, it's kind of interesting because the little story I read on it is the reason that actual waffles inspired Nike shoes was because a gentleman was making, well, the guy who invented Nike shoes, he was making waffles in a waffle iron, and he looked at the shape, and that's the shape on the bottom of a Nike shoe.
Yeah, he actually made the bottom of the shoe with that waffle iron.
Oh, he did actually make the shoe with the waffle iron.
Yeah. He designed the shoe and used the waffle iron for the rubber or whatever, and he threw the waffle iron out in the dump pile in the back of his house, and then once they became famous, they had to dig and find that waffle iron, and they put it in their museum.
That's fascinating. You know, those are the type of stories you don't hear very often. I'd never heard that till last night.
Yeah, it was very cool. I stumbled across it surfing the web one day, and it was like a YouTube video that I listened to.
Ah. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in.
Take care, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, the phone lines are open. We got that one. It was Nike tennis shoes. The waffle inspired Nike tennis shoes. See, I thought that would be the hardest question to get, but we got it. So there you go. Other questions. Who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers? Do we have any Cubby fans out there in the audience today? Who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers? What company made the first pancake mix? Does anybody know that? What company made the world's first pancake mix? And I'll add another one since we got the Nike question. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? If you come within five, I'll give it to you. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? So the questions are 740-383-9944. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? What company made the world's first pancake mix? And who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers in the history of the Chicago Cubs? More than 100 years the Chicago Cubs have been around. And I'll give you one more question because I think this one's interesting as well. You know the Eggo company? Did they just do waffles? I think they just do waffles. But the Eggo company, the Eggo Waffle Company, started out selling something else. They did not start out selling waffles. What did the Eggo Waffle Company first start selling? What was the item they started selling? It's kind of interesting. What did the Eggo Waffle Company start selling first? How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? You can get within five. What company first made pancake mix? And who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we'll get you up on the air and we will answer all of these questions today. And I think they're kind of interesting questions when you take a look at them. All kinds of fun topics here this morning on this Friday morning. Also, is there anything on your mind as far as getting ready for the weekend goes, so on and so forth? What's going on in your world? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Quake Roach with pancake mix?
Not Quaker Oats, but that's a good guess.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay, I thought, sure. Thinking way back, because I know they still have Aunt Jemima on their box.
Oh, does Quaker Oats? Well, you know, the answer is Aunt Jemima. So they were owned by the Quaker Oats company.
Oh,
back.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, it is. Aunt Jemima is the oldest pancake mix. And, you know, I could not believe that because I thought that, you know, one of these other companies would have been around before Aunt Jemima, but apparently not.
I'm pretty sure it was Quaker Oats. My husband worked for them. And they were such a good company to their employees. So
I bet so. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye.
So I guess it would have been the Quaker Oats company, but yeah, it was Aunt Jemima pancakes, which is kind of interesting because do they still sell Aunt Jemima pancakes? I know they still sell the syrup, which I'm kind of shocked about that they still sell Aunt Jemima syrup, because a lot of things have ended up going by the wayside like that. But Aunt Jemima is still out there as far as I know. Now, Mrs. Butterworth, this is not a question because I don't know the answer to this, but what was Mrs. Butterworth supposed to be? Does anybody know that? Is Mrs. Butterworth modeled after somebody, or is that supposed to be a character, or what is that? Who is Mrs. Butterworth? Because the bottle, you know, it's like a woman, obviously, and she's got an apron on, and she's kind of got her hands in front of her. I bet Mrs. Butterworth is probably the most famous syrup. I don't know that for sure, but I would guess. But was Mrs. Butterworth, where did that come from? Who is Mrs. Butterworth? What is the story behind Mrs. Butterworth? Does anybody know the story? Do they still sell the Aunt Jemima pancakes? I know they still do the syrup, but I don't know if they still do the pancakes or not. I would imagine if they have the syrup, they still do the pancakes, but I'm surprised that still lives. But it would actually be Aunt Jemima, wouldn't it? Aunt Jemima? Isn't that how you would say it? Not Aunt Jemima? Because it is A-U-N-T, isn't it? Anyway, 52 minutes past the hour, 8 minutes left to go. We've still got questions here. Who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers in the more than 100-year history of the franchise? Two most famous Chicago Cub announcers. How many waffles does the Waffle House serve every minute? You can come within five. How many waffles does the Waffle House serve every minute? What did the Eggo Waffle Company used to sell? They did not start out selling waffles. Does anybody know what their original product was? And here's a fun question for you. Here's a new one. Who brought the waffle maker to America? Does anybody know who brought the waffle maker to America? It's a very famous person. So those are your questions right now. 53 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Still got tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, that's fun too. Who brought the waffle maker to America? Very famous person. What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? It was not waffles. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? You can come within five. And who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we still have got our breakfast food slogans. Does anybody know the breakfast foods that go along with these slogans? Full of surprises, the simpler the better, it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Does anybody know what breakfast foods those are the slogans for? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. Are you doing anything fun this weekend? I'll tell you this, there's no lack of things to do with the Clarendon Church Holiday Bazaar tomorrow, Elf with the Harding High School kids tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. The River Valley kids are doing Mary Poppins tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. I think the holiday season is getting in full swing. I think it's kind of interesting that the Harding kids are doing Elf in early November, but I guess that's a sign of the times now of how and when we do our Christmas shows. Or, you know, this might just be because Harding does a play every year. They do their big theater production, and maybe they just chose Elf, and that's why they're doing it in November. Because I think they do it in November every year, no matter what the musical is. They did a musical a few years ago. Or was it I can't remember if it was the Palace's production or if it was Harding's production. But they did The Wizard of Oz. I think it might have been the Palace. But that was the most extravagant, lavish production I've ever seen on the local level. Did anybody go see The Wizard of Oz when it was here in Marion? I think it was a Palace production. I had never seen a local production of local theater quite like that. That was something else, without question. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, them announcers for the Cubs, one was Harry Carey.
Harry Carey is one.
Was Phil Rizzuto the other one?
Not Phil Rizzuto. I think Phil Rizzuto was with the Mets, wasn't he?
Well, one of them. Okay, then maybe it wasn't Hawk Harrelson, was it?
Not Hawk Harrelson. I don't think he might have been with the Cubs, but he wasn't one of the two most famous.
Okay, well, I got one. Anyway.
You did. You got Harry Carey. Harry was fun to watch, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a baseball man. He loved the Cubs.
Absolutely. Well, you got one of them. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Scott. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Phil Rizzuto was with the Mets, if I am not mistaken, because I think Phil Rizzuto was a New York guy, but. I could be wrong, but I think Phil Rizzuto's the Mets. Because Phil Rizzuto was with the Mets, and I think Red Barber was with the Dodgers. I think is how that went. And Mel Allen was with the... Who was Mel Allen with? Does any famous baseball announcer, Mel Allen? He was with I think it was a Los Angeles team. But I don't think it was the Dodgers, because I think they were still the Brooklyn Dodgers. I don't know. Maybe he was there then. Mel Allen, I can't remember. But what we're looking for is the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers. Now, we've got Harry Carey. Does anybody know who the other one is? As far as fame and longevity with the Chicago Cubs in the broadcasting booth, one of them is Harry Carey. Who is the other most famous announcer? Other questions. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? And I'll give you within five on that one. What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? They did not start out with waffles. What did they start out selling? The Eggo Waffle Company. And I'd love for somebody to take a guess on this one. Who brought the waffle maker to America? Does anybody know what famous person, known for other things, brought the waffle maker to America? Who did that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Columbus Zoo tickets hang in the balance. And remember, they're good through the first of the year, so you can go to the Columbus Zoo lights. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling before waffles? Who brought the first waffle maker to America? And who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers? One of them is Harry Carey, so we're half there on that one. 740-383-9944. We can probably take one more call today, coming up on 59 minutes past the hour. Don't forget the Charlie Evers Show on today, 10:15 till 12 noon. And then we have the Exchange Club today from 12:15 to 1. And I'm sure there'll be all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about there. And we'll talk a little bit about Toll House, because last week we had talked about Toll House cookies being named for a toll house. I think it was in Massachusetts. Well, we got some background on that, so we'll tell you more about that at 12:15 today. Now, I don't think it has anything to do with a toll booth, but the Toll House has an interesting story, so stay tuned for that. Also, the Clarendon United Methodist Church 42nd Holiday Bazaar tomorrow, Saturday, November 9th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. or 1 p.m., 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's located at State Route 95 in Clarendon, and you've got all the plays, Elf with the Harding Kids at the Palace, and River Valley's doing Mary Poppins. That's all for me. I'll talk to you again at noon. Charlie Evers, right around the corner.
OP Marion, Ohio, the place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you, how do you deal with that?
Well, the person, you see whether it's it or not,